does it?" said Uncle Vernon, trying to speak calmly, but pulling great tufts out of his moustache at the same time. "I want you all back here in 5 minutes, ready to leave. We're going away. Just pack some clothes. No arguments!" He looked so dangerous with half his moustache missing that no one dared argue. 10 minutes later they had wrenched their way through the boarded-up doors and were in the car, speeding towards the motorway. Dudley was sniffling in the back seat. His father had hit him round the head for holding them up while he tried to pack his television, video and computer in his sports bag. They drove. And they drove. Even Aunt Petunia didn't dare ask where they were going. Every now and then Uncle Vernon would take a sharp turning and drive in the opposite direction for a while. "Shake 'em off! Shake 'em off!" he would mutter whenever he did this. They didn't stop to eat or drink all day. By nightfall Dudley was howling. He'd never had such a bad day in his life. He was hungry, he'd missed 5 television programs he'd wanted to see, and he'd never gone so long without blowing up an alien on his computer. Uncle Vernon stopped at last, outside a gloomy-looking hotel on the outskirts of a big city. Dudley and Harry shared a room with twin beds and damp, musty sheets. Dudley snored, but Harry stayed awake, sitting on the window-sill, staring down at the lights of passing cars, and wondering. They ate stale cornflakes and cold tinned tomatoes on toast for breakfast next day. They had just finished when the owner of the hotel came over to their table. "Excuse me, but is one of you Mr. H. Potter? Only I got about 100 of these at the front desk." She held up a letter so they could read the green ink address. "Mr. H. Potter, Room 17, Railview Hotel, Cokeworth." Harry made a grab for the letter, but Uncle Vernon knocked his hand out of the way. The woman stared.
"I'll take them,"
said Uncle Vernon, standing up quickly and following her from the dining room.
"Wouldn't it be better just to go home, dear?"
Aunt Petunia suggested timidly, hours later. But Uncle Vernon didn't seem to hear her. Exactly what he was looking for, none of them knew. He drove them into the middle of a forest, got out, looked around, shook his head, got back into the car, and off they went again. The same thing happened in the middle of a ploughed field, halfway across a suspension bridge, and at the top of a multi-story car park.